I see what you did here. We're going to talk about the stadium on the river. So you played Take Me to the River version by the Talking Heads. And you also knew, and you also knew that Al Green, who wrote and performed the original of this, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly. You know me too well, Paul.
And we just got into the Kennedy Center. Wow. Nice going, Ian.
Thank you.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That's Ian, that's Dan, I'm Paul. And Jim Huer from our KTRS Sports Department is joining me. Hi, Jim. How are
you? Hello, AM and the PM, guys.
Thank you very much. Just a quick inside note. It's been 13 years since Jim and I were on the same radio show.
That is true. It was a long time ago. Many mornings ago.
Yeah. Jim and I worked together a long, long time ago in the middle of the day, in the middle of America. So nice to have you back in. Jim, of course, is co-host of the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 every night. So I've asked him to come in here and talk about this press conference that was held today by Dave Peacock, the former president of Anheuser-Busch, and Bob Blitz, who were asked by Governor Nixon to try to figure out how we can keep the Rams in town and how we can build them a new stadium. And what was your take on what they said today, Jim?
First off, the proposal and just looking at it, it's a legit proposal. It's not something that, let's say, the Rams can look at and go, you know what, this is garbage and it's not going to work and there's no reason for us to stay. So from that standpoint, just looking at what the proposal was, the pictures and, you know, everything, I went, this is legit information that they put out there that can go a long way to keeping the Rams here.
Okay. But all of that came 4 days after Stan Kroenke showed his own pictures of his own new stadium on this plot of land that he's purchased out in Inglewood in the suburbs of Los Angeles, which certainly look like the place that the Rams will be playing in a few years.
There's no doubt there's more glitz and glamour with the proposal that's out in L.A. There's also a lot more dollars that are going to have to be spent by Stan Kroenke in his own pocket if he wants to make this happen. The ball kind of sits in his court in that respect in terms of, does he want to be the lone wolf and take the whole thing over himself and run out there in L.A. and be his own guy.
Now, for people who didn't hear the press conference earlier, let me just mention some of the details on this. The plan, as it was put forth by Dave Peacock today, is essentially that they're going to build a new stadium, and we'll get to the financing in a second, a new stadium on the St. Louis riverfront, north of Lumiere Place and south of the Stan Musial Bridge.
Correct.
In an area that is essentially now nothing. Blighted was the word that Peacock used in the press conference today. It is going to cost somewhere between $860 and $985 million. Half of that, approximately, would come from the NFL and the Rams. The other half, guess who that's going to come from, ladies and gentlemen?
Yep.
Public sources. Whenever you hear public sources, remember that you are the source of revenue for public sources. So even if they tell you, oh, it's not going to be tax dollars that are going into it, where else are public source dollars going to come from other than you? Oh, and by the way, new PSLs, $130 million in seat licenses. Now, St. Louis, you have fallen for this once. Are you going to fall for it again?
Yeah, can't you just go unbolt your seat at the dome? And take
which
it
you
over
own.
No, you can't do that, unfortunately.
I actually had a friend ask me a couple of days ago, is it possible I could just take the seat I own here and go plug it in into the stadium in L.A.?
Just leave that one blank. I'll bring my own screws.
So how are they going to do this considering, well, we should also add that there's a law in St. Louis now that you can't have any money given to any team to build any facility without the public voting on it in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. And there's no way that's going to pass, right?
No, it won't pass probably. But their plan is to extend the bonds that they currently have on the current stadium.
Yeah. Which we also are going to continue paying for, by the way.
Yes.
They're not tearing down the dome. We still got to pay for the dome and a new stadium.
Then they're going to use what they call brownfield tax credits, which, because it's a blighted area, they can use that as cleanup and get the place ready for new construction. And as you pointed out, $130 million possibly in seat licenses. That's where the St. Louis side of the funding is going to come from. The $400 that they're talking about from the NFL is 200 out of Kroenke's pocket, 200 mm-hmm. million, mm-hmm. 200 million from their G4 program, which is basically the NFL takes and donates 200 million of the dollars towards a new stadium project, and then it gets paid back to the NFL coffers at some point. There's really never been a standard, you pay this amount on a certain date. It's just whenever you get the money, you pay it back.
Okay.
And at least 200, I should say, from Kroenke's position, because this is set up very similar to the Minnesota situation in terms of how the dollars are being broken down. And the Minnesota ownership gave, you know, I think it was $250 million. So it extensively, they're hoping at least $200 million and maybe more from Kroenke's pocket if they can all get together and make this thing happen.
All right, but we have an owner here in Stan Kroenke who has shown that he doesn't really care about the rules, because the NFL has certain rules about when you can pick up and leave. The NFL also has a cross-ownership rule that if you own an NFL team, you can't own an NBA team, an NHL team, a Major League Baseball team. Well, he owns the Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets.
The cross-ownership rule, I think, is something that's a gray area these days. And the reason I say this is because Buffalo just approved their new owner, Teddy Pegula. He already owns the Buffalo Sabres. They know going in he's the owner.
Yeah, you know why they did that? Because Stan Kroenke, for 4 years, has said, screw the cross-ownership rules.
Exactly.
So the NFL said, well, maybe we won't have cross-ownership rules
right.
anymore.
So I think that's kind of out the window is, yeah, well, it was just more a guideline than an actual rule.
Okay.
And the other question you had was?
Well, I'm curious about here. You got a billionaire who doesn't really care about the rules. Is there anything the NFL can really do to stop him from going to L.A.?
Technically, by the rules, the NFL is no longer accepting applications for relocation until 2016.
Okay. Well, we know they're not going to go this year.
Right. He can apply for that in 2016 if he wants to go by the rules. But we have seen in past history with the NFL, the rules, again, don't always go as they're laid out.
Billionaires tend to do what they want to
do. Yes, I mean, he could be a rogue owner and do what Al Davis did and said, you know what, I'm leaving Oakland and going to L.A., whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it goes in the courts forever. And
what about the Irsay family packing things up in Baltimore in the middle of the night and driving to Indianapolis? And this is our new home, kids.
That is another example. Now, they've apparently have changed some rules and things, and they don't, you know, since then, but I don't buy it. You know what? What's going to keep me from picking up and leaving town and saying, well, we're going to play here in this stadium. You guys can come along and show up if you want. Otherwise, you're not going to have a game to show. You know? I mean, really.
So, what do you think is really the bottom line on where we stand now? Yes, they came out with a, to use your word, legitimate proposal today. And Kroenke came out with his own proposal on Monday of what he really wants to do.
Do you think they grab some artists real quick after Monday and start drawing the stadium up?
Ian was telling me he was not very impressed with the artist rendering.
It looked hastily drawn. I'll just say that. With the way they have computer models nowadays.
Yeah, you could draw anything overnight. Those guys, Blitz and Peacock, said they've been working on this thing for basically over a year now, even though technically it's been less than a year that since the governor made it official.
How come it looks like something that you hang on a refrigerator?
Yes.
If I drew it, it'd be stick figure, so I'm not going to criticize.
Yeah.
Where we stand right now, I'll tell you what. It's a legit offer. Two things I'm curious. Does Stan Kroenke really want to stay here, or does he want to go out there and be, like I said, the lone wolf? Because he owns everything in Denver. He owns the Avalanche. He owns the Nuggets. He owns the building there. In fact, when he bought the Avalanche, he actually had the Pepsi Center there, the building. He put on an addition that was specifically for him as a suite to that building because it was his, and it was going to be his thing. He created his own TV network that all the teams are on, the Altitude Network. They're no longer on a Fox Sports Midwest type situation.
He also has a Major League Soccer team out there, the Rapids, and he's got the Mammoth, a Major League Lacrosse team out there.
Right.
So he's got his own programming for his own network, that's for sure.
Good grief.
So, I mean, he's shown in the past he's not afraid to go out and be the lone wolf. Does he want to go out to L.A. and be the lone wolf? It's a lucrative situation if he can afford it. You know, everybody's comparing it to Jerry's World down in Dallas, you know, as what he could do out there. And it really is a possibility. I just don't know. And I don't think anybody knows because nobody knows Stan Kroenke well enough. There isn't anybody that's close to him that says, oh, I know this is what Stan does and this is what he's all about. He's a businessman.
He hardly talks.
Yeah, in fact,
exactly.
Dave Peacock said today, somebody asked him, have you shown this to Mr. Kroenke? No, I haven't talked to him.
Yes. Right.
I haven't shown
We've
any
heard
of
he's
this.
Seen.
Yeah, we heard. I'm sure he's aware of it.
He grunted.
So
he got a text that we were doing this.
Yeah.
It's the closest anybody knows.
It's in Kroenke's court. And also, I want to see what the NFL does. Like you said, do they put their foot down and say, you know what? The NFL, St. Louis has come to us, which they have. They've showed them this proposal. It's a legit proposal, and you know what, Stan? You just can't pick up and leave town. Do they put their foot down and make it stay that way? Or does cooler heads prevail, everybody's happy, and the stadium gets built, and we move on?
Yeah, because there's supposed to be a two-thirds owner's vote, right?
Yes.
For
and
approval?
And from what we've been told, and everybody I've talked to says, Stan doesn't have a lot of friends among NFL owners.
I can't imagine that.
I mean, he looks
like a jerk. Just looking at him, he just looks.
All right.
No personal attacks.
No. Okay. Well, he just looks like
Dan woke up this morning and said, I wonder if my lawyer needs more work. Keep going.
He just looks like he's unfriendly.
Okay, fine. Fine, leave it alone. I know you're leaving the country on Sunday, but stop.
He's got a weird mustache.
Okay, fine. We understand.
And as far as the vote thing goes, Spanos is the owner of the San Diego Chargers. They're also threatening to move to L.A. Well, if Kroenke moves to L.A., that he loses all his bargaining chip power with the city of San Diego.
Right.
He's been an owner in the league for a while. Well, he's going to lobby with a bunch of his buddies that are NFL owners say, hey, you know what? Don't approve this Kroenke thing because then I lose all my leverage. So it turns out to be a little bit of a political thing amongst the owners. Who's going to vote to okay the Kroenke thing? Right now, I don't think he could get a two-thirds vote.
Is the NFL the only league that really threatens like that to move? Like San Diego's threatening to move. Somebody worse, St. Louis is threatening to move.
You don't remember that the Cardinals were throwing that around?
Yeah, the Cardinals.
If we don't get our new stadium downtown, we'll move to Illinois. We'll move to... Oh, Charlotte was thrown around. D.C. didn't have a team at the time. They had not moved the Expos down there to become the Nationals. And, yeah, that's the extortion that goes on from these billionaires who own these teams. You know, we want to do it ourselves. The odd thing about all of this is that it's not Kroenke saying, I don't want to build a stadium. You have to build it for me. He's saying, I'll build the stadium, just not here.
Right. That's the one thing he has going for him that nobody else does.
You know, people are listening and saying, okay, so what if they do leave? Isn't the NFL going to expand and we're an NFL city and would we get a team or might the Oakland Raiders or the Jacksonville Jaguars pick up and say, well, St. Louis is available, I'll move there?
I could not tell you 100% sure I think the NFL would come back to St. Louis. They've already lost two teams.
Yeah.
But, and again, today they said in the press conference, we don't build the stadium downtown unless we know, one, the Rams are staying, or we get guarantee that we're getting a new team.
Okay. And we didn't get the Purple Stallions.
No, we did not get the Purple Stallions.
By the way, Jim Holder, who will be on this evening with Jim Huer on the Big Sports Show, was down there at the press conference today wearing a Purple Stallions hat.
Yes. Was he really?
Yes.
Yeah. John That's Hadley classic. And Jim Thomas, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, with us tonight on the show.
Oh,
but,
good.
The other
you understand one of them.
The other thing about would St. Louis get a team? I couldn't say yes, but then St. Louis becomes the new L.A. because L.A. has always been the bargaining chip for a team that wants a new stadium in the NFL.
But the funny thing is that L.A. has also proven that it can't support a team with the Rams and the Raiders. And, you know, there was a time there when that town had two home teams that were blacked out on TV locally. They didn't sell them out.
John Hadley has had a conversation with us on the air and off the air in the last week or so. He says he goes back and forth there during the football season. He says, you know what? They're in a big buzz out there for an L.A. team. But if he goes to L.A., he's behind the Lakers. He's behind the Stanley Cup champion Kings. He's behind
the Dodgers.
He's behind the Angels.
And by the way, he has a bad football team he's taking with him. Let's be honest here. 4 years out of 20 in St. Louis, this team had a winning record. 4 years out of 20.
If you don't win, they won't go and watch you. If it was a sunny day in mid-October or September, I'd rather go to the beach, watch a bad football team.
Well, I think that they would fill up his new stadium out there, although it'll be interesting. We have 88% attendance here in St. Louis on average for a team that sucks in a stadium that holds about 60,000 now. He's going to have a stadium out there, That's 80,000 seats. Now, will he get corporate support for the suites and all that sort of stuff? Yeah, there'll be the novelty aspect for the first couple of years. But 5 or 10 years from now, are people going to be, oh, I'm dying to see the Rams, unless they're going to be the 2001 Rams or the 1999 Rams, unless they're going to show up and you get the greatest show on turf going again, because these Jeff Fisher Rams are not going to fill up 80,000 seats for 8 home games every year.
No, agreed 100%. So I think sometimes the support with which L.A. is being talked about, it's a little overblown. There's not that as rabid football fans as they're letting on to believe. Yeah, you're going to see the guys in front of the TV cameras with their Rams hats. I remember the Rams were here back in the day.
Yeah.
There's well, not
we still
that
have
many.
That with the Cardinals.
You still, yeah.
When the football Cardinals were here.
Right.
So I.
And by the way, I've heard people in the Rams organization saying, well, we don't get the corporate support that we need to survive here in St. Louis. And if you're a corporation in St. Louis and you've got a team that can't get to 500 every year in the NFL, and you have the St. Louis Cardinals who make the postseason almost every year and are the most popular franchise in the Midwest, your corporate tax dollar, I mean, your corporate advertising and marketing dollar decision is pretty easy, isn't it?
That's how it works. If you develop a place to be, people want to be there. If you're on the backside, well, I don't know if I can afford it this year. I'll stick with the Cardinals.
And Kroenke is a businessman.
Yes, he is.
Knows about the bottom line. And as you point out, in L.A., they're not going to be first on the advertising dollar spending list when it comes to sports.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Jim will have a lot more on this tonight with the rest of the guys on the Big Sports Show at 6:30 tonight here on the Big 550 KTRS.